The 12 state representatives and 4 state senators who represent parts of Hillsborough County agreed today to support a bill to curb the practice of predatory towing. Democratic Representative Michael Shanti sponsored the bill that now heads to Tallahassee for consideration by the House and Senate.
If somebody's car is towed, you have parked in a particular parking lot, and you come out and you learn after a night of dining, you come out and learn that your car is no longer there. You suspect your car has been stolen, and you contact law enforcement to report the theft of your vehicle. Lo and behold, within 15 minutes of that tow, the tow service has to notify the appropriate law enforcement agency to advise them, hey, this particular car with this license plate has been towed. It can be found at this location.
In their meeting at the Plant City campus of Hillsborough Community College, the Hillsborough County legislative delegation unanimously supported the bill. If passed, it would give the county's Public Transportation Commission, or PTC, the authority to regulate and investigate the companies that tow cars without the consent of the property owner. Currently, that is the responsibility of law enforcement, Representative Shanti said.
This bill will allow the PTC to act as an authority to help investigate the merits of that tow. The PTC would be available for you to seek redress on the merits of that tow, whether it was an improper tow or not.
Several members of the public, including owners of towing companies, said they support this version of the bill. Ginger Darling is with Nationwide Towing in Clearwater.
Over the years, I have been very vocal opponent against this bill, both on a local and a statewide level. There have been various versions of this bill that have affected us towers outside Hillsborough County.
Darling said that she and other towers outside of Hillsborough now support this version of the bill. Republican Senator Rhonda Storms said she would not block moving the bill forward, but still had concerns about additional regulation and called for the PTC to be abolished.
The PTC has outlived its usefulness and has grown and mushroomed and morphed into a multi-layer bureaucracy. Do I think that tow truck drivers should not be stealing people's cars because that's what it is? Absolutely I do. But I think that there are laws on the books that could currently enforce that and should be used. It's a crime to take somebody's property without their permission. That's what that is.
Victor DeMaio, an attorney representing the PTC, said that if the bill is passed by both chambers and signed by the governor, the public will benefit.
Hopefully what will happen is that for the first time anywhere in the state of Florida, even though technically the law still flaws to the police departments, whether it's City of Tampa or Hillsborough County Sheriff's, we'll have a little bit extra teeth now because now we will be licensing just those types of record companies that do non-consensual towing from private property. So they would have to come to us to get a license, and we in turn, if you as a person or a person of the public or a member of the public has a problem with this type of towing, we can be now become an arbiter.
The delegation also unanimously supported a bill that would modify the pension plans for some employees of the City of Tampa to comply with federal regulations. It passed before members of the public were given a chance to speak, so a motion to reconsider the issue was made. Several members of the ATU union expressed concerns about the bill, but its co-sponsor, Democratic Senator Arthenia Joyner, said that those items had been taken into consideration and it would not alter employee benefits.
The amendments that we just adopted eliminated Sections 5 and 11, both of which you just spoke to, saying that you were opposed to because it gave powers and duties to the pension board, and it also allowed the City of Tampa to make changes. And those are the two items that we deleted from the bill as a result of the amendment.
The delegation also heard from elected officials from around the county in roundtable discussions and from members of the public. Like other officials, Hillsborough State Attorney Mark Ober pleaded for fewer budget cuts because his prosecutors were already overburdened with 120,000 cases last year. His defense counterpart, Public Defender Julianne Holt, made a similar case.
Unintended consequences of budget cuts results in a lack of quality in your criminal justice system, both from the prosecution and the defense side. And I think everyone needs to be cognizant that if you want prosecutions and defenses to be at the highest quality, for long-term purposes, that you have to be cognizant that these budget cuts are starting to bleed too deeply. My lawyers in felony court handle over 500 cases a year. In juvenile, they handle over 1,100 cases a year. Any standard that you look at tells you that that's too many cases for an attorney to do and to do properly.